The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
One thing I learned in the seminary was that as a preacher of God's word, my role is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. To help those who have it bad, and to get those who have it good to open their hearts to the needs of others. To forgive the repentant and challenge the complacent. To preach the good news of hope to the oppressed and fear of hell to their oppressors. To comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. The sword of God's word cuts both ways, and we see both in our readings today. In the first reading, Isaiah comforts the afflicted with the good news that the Lord will come with power, with a strong arm, to set them free from their oppressors, from their own sins, from their enemies, and from the power of Satan. So they should prepare themselves, clear the way for their Savior, repent of their sins, put aside their fear. God is coming to comfort, protect, and guide the afflicted. In today's gospel, John the Baptist clears the way for this Savior and comforts the afflicted with a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. But in other passages, John afflicts the comfortable with a much harsher message. So when a number of Pharisees and Sadducees and other self-satisfied people come for baptism, he rebukes them, saying, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming retribution? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance." The reason John was imprisoned and eventually beheaded was that he condemned publicly the immoral behavior of King Herod, who had dumped his wife and taken up with Herodias, who was not only his niece, but also his sister-in-law, the wife of his brother Philip, who is still alive. It was a pretty sick family. Rich with ill-gotten wealth, powerful because they oppressed their own people, incestuous, self-serving, and treacherous. John the Baptist made sure everybody knew it. If they had repented and opened their hearts to welcome the forgiveness that God offered them through John and would accomplish through Jesus, their story could have had a happy ending. The reason John afflicted the comfortable was to try to shake them up, to try to get them to open their eyes to see where they were headed and open their hearts while there was still time. But Herod's heart remained closed, the consequences of which were devastating for him and for others. How about you and me? If you came here today afflicted with worries and problems, John the Baptist invites you to open your hearts to welcome your Savior, who has come to comfort you and free you from everything that holds you bound. Sins you have committed in the past, the present circumstances that are beyond your control, uncertainty regarding your future. But if instead you came here today comfortable and self-satisfied, your heart closed to the plight of the poor and needy. Your heart closed to the needs of the widow and the immigrant. Watch out, because afflictions are headed your way. As St. Peter writes in our second reading, the day of the Lord's return will come upon you like a thief. Jesus has already come once, and one day he will come again to inaugurate a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, we should be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him.